Thank you. It's good to be back once again. It's always a joy and a privilege to be, of course, up on this side of the living. Thank God I'm above ground and I'm doing good. Thank God because my sins are gone, my sins are forgiven. My sins are in God's sea of forgiveness, never to be brought to His remembrance again. Thank God all the sins that I committed before I got saved, all those have been diluted by the untainted blood of the Lord. The Lord washed my sins away like the precious good old gospel song that asked a question and made a statement of what can wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The Bible says that outside the shedding of His blood, there shall be no forgiveness of sin. Thank God. But there is forgiveness for sin on this earth. Jesus came and gave His life and shed His blood. He gave His life. He gave up the ghost. They couldn't have killed Him, but He yielded Himself to the hauling mob, and He knew no sin, but yet He became what He most hated. He became sin for you and I. The Scripture says that he that knew no sin, that's Jesus, he became sin for you and for me, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Thank God I've been made the righteousness of God in God's beloved Son. For God so loved the world that He gave to the world His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in the heart, the Bible says, not with the mind, it's got to start there, but whosoever believeth in the heart shall be forgiven of their sins. For the Scripture says in chapter 10 in the book of Romans, verse 10, the Bible says, for that righteousness comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible talked about right there that it's with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With a mouth confession is made unto salvation. And I'll tell you something, my friend, when the Lord really gets alive in your heart, I tell you, you'll have that mouth confession. You'll not be able to withstand or withhold, I tell you, the voice of the Lord that wants to speak out of your heart, crying, Abba, Father. When you really get born again, you'll make a proclamation. You'll make a declaration. You'll have to rise up. You'll not be able to contain what the Lord done for you. I remember how it was and how it still is that when the Lord first saved me, thank God, I had that mouth confession. I got saved on my way home from work one Tuesday afternoon, September 29th, 1994. I told my testimony before, and I'll tell it again. Like the song says, go tell it on a mountain. Go tell it on a mountain that Jesus saves today. Let it echo down through the valley. Go out in the highways and the byways, in the streets, and compel all the world to come in. I have good news to bring, for that is why I sing, for with Christ I'm an heir. I'm an heir of God, a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ, and I have already an eternal inheritance that's never going to fade away. But yes, He saved me that Tuesday afternoon around 5:30 in the afternoon on a beautiful blue sky day. And some white fluffy clouds out there. And I was driving in the fast lane with both my hands on the steering wheel, pouring out my heart to the Lord. And the Lord knew what my heart was trying to say. I got my convictions at church. The man of God preached to me. The man of God loved me. I had my brother praying for me, living the gospel in front of me. And other elders were praying for me, living the gospel in front of me. People were praying for me, and their prayers went for memorial before God. And finally, prayer caught up with me. The Lord drawed me with cords of love, and He gave me an altar to repent on. And it happened to be in my pickup truck driving home from work one Tuesday afternoon in my black S10 Chevrolet pickup truck. Thank God, in the fast lane, both hands on the steering wheel, I poured out my whole heart and I gave my life to the Lord. I confessed my sins to Him. I poured out my heart. I was broke. I was sincere. I was earnest. I was honest. I was open. I was confessant. And I poured out my whole being to the Lord. And thank God, this poor man cried, like the Scripture says, and the Lord heard my cry, and He delivered me out of all my troubles. Thank God, I'm no longer would have trouble with sin as far as my soul is concerned. My flesh still has trouble with sin. But if I listen to the inward man, if I try to follow the Holy Spirit and walk in the Lord in the light of His Word, oh, what a glory He sheds on my way. And I have power to conquer death, hell, and the grave. I have power over sin. The Bible says sin shall have no more dominion over you after you get saved. I tell you, this old flesh is still subject to sin and prone to wander away from the God that we love. That's why we need preaching. That's why we need reading. That's why we need to have a time of prayer, a time of study. That's why we got to keep our eyes single and full of light and keep our heart and our affections upon things above and not on things on the earth, because this flesh is weak and we'll get distracted. We'll become covetous. We'll become lustful, and the pride of the flesh will arouse and come up. And I tell you, the devil, he knows how to get to us. But if we're faithful to the Lord and we try to walk with the Lord in the light of His Word and try to become a living epistle, I tell you, it'll get easier and easier to serve the Lord. He'll give you the dowry at first. He'll give you the earnest of the Spirit. He'll put a huge want to in your heart to want to live right. You see, because He'll make your spirit willing. He takes the guile out of your spirit. And He purges your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And He purges your soul. The Bible says, for by one offering He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. So you're sanctified. You're cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And there's no guile in your spirit. And the Lord's redeemed your soul that was going to be cast into hell. He redeemed it. He reclaimed it. He said, this one's mine. And He put His Spirit in our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. And we know in whom we have believed, and we are persuaded, thank God, we that are saved, we're persuaded that Jesus is able to keep that which we have committed unto Him against that day. We have committed the keeping of our soul unto the Lord against the day of death. Death has no more dominion over us. The devil has no more dominion over us. Thank God, the devil can't get my soul. He can make me a soul to my flesh and cause me to die before my time. But he can't get my soul. My soul is in a haven of rest to sail the wide seas no more. My soul is in the palm of the Lord's hand. Jesus said, my sheep I give eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man be able to pluck them out of my hand. For I and my Father are one. The Bible says, if we take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, or if we make our bed in hell, the Bible says, even there shall thy hand lead us, and thy right hand shall hold us and keep us. In the book of Song of Solomon, the Song of Solomon, Solomon knew what he was writing about. He says, the Lord's left hand is under my head, and His right hand doth embrace me. And thank God, the psalmist David says, I have been young, and now I am old, and I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Thank God, the Lord will never forsake us nor leave us alone, but He'll be with us always, even unto the end of the world. He's the Savior. He's the Keeper. We're saved by grace, kept by the power of God, sealed by the Holy Spirit of God unto the day of redemption. The devil can't talk me out of what I got. The devil can't steal my soul. The devil can't break the seal that I'm under. I'm no longer under the wrath of God, but I'm under grace. I'm under the blood. I've got a seal over my soul, and my soul is going to go to heaven because my citizenship's in heaven. My name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank God, the Lord, He wrote my name. Yes, He wrote my name up above in glory. He set me free from sin and shame. I never shall forget the day that, thank God, the Savior wrote my name. Thank God, He wrote my name above, and He washed my sins away. And thank God, He reclaimed me out from the grasp and the dirty paws of the devil. Thank God, I'm redeemed, thank God, by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to Him I now resign. I owe Him my life. I owe Him a living sacrifice. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. It's going to take the mercies of God for you and me to do this, the Bible says. Look what he says in Romans chapter 12. Verse 1, the Apostle Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Lord, which is your only reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you rather transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that good and perfect will of the Lord for your life. You see, the world and the devil uses the world to try to transform us, to cause us to be conformed to this world. And I tell you, you can hear the devil's call, along with also you can hear the Lord's gospel call. I tell you, the Lord's calling you by his gospel. The postmaster general, the ready rider upon his horse. Thank God he went to the cross of Calvary to bleed, suffer, and die. But I tell you, the death angel that wants to come for you, the pale horse is coming, and death is his name, and hell followed. You don't have to die in your sins and go to hell. A Savior has died. But I tell you, the devil is calling you, the world is calling you to be conformed to the world. Oh, just go along to get along. Go along with the flow. I tell you, back in Noah's days, in the first world, I tell you, all the world were going one way. All the world were conformed by buying and selling and trading. They had no time for God. And just like it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the second coming of the Son of Man. They were buying, selling, and trading, having no time for God. And even so likewise, even so as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, they were fornicating, and then fornication led into adultery, and then they got tired of that, and they gave the natural use of the woman up, and the men were burned in lust one toward another, and the women burned in lust one toward another, just like it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, man laying down and having sex with another man, God have mercy, and woman having interchanging and having a sexual relationship with another woman. God have mercy. You got men trying to be women today, biological men trying to be women, and biological women trying to be men. God have mercy. There's so much chaos and confusion, and that's the sign of the Lord's return, just like it was in the days of Noah, just like it was in the days of Lot. Men were laying with men, and women were laying with women, doing those things which were unseemly. And in Noah's days, the first world, buying, selling, and trading, having no time for God, and violence was upon all the face of the earth, and corruption to the core. God have mercy. We got corruption to the core. God have mercy. Look what we're doing here in America. Look what they're doing there in France at the Olympics, making mockery out of the Lord's Supper. The homosexuals are prancing around, sitting around up on the so-called proverbial marriage supper of the Lamb, a blasphemous statement, and every nation that forgets God shall surely be turned into hell. The Lord is watching. He sits upon the circle of the earth, and he knows all that's waving their fist in his face. He knows all that's giving God the finger. He knows all that's waving that prideful rainbow flag in God's face. God is angry with the wicked every day, but he's merciful. Come while the Lord is bidding you come, or you can't come at all. Call on the Lord with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and he'll save you. See my time gone. God bless you. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen.